This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, May 16, 2017. We will learn the first four Mishnayos, seventh chapter of Mishnah Adios. Thankfully today, four Mishnayos, much shorter and hopefully less complicated. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok, al pidyon peter chamor shemes. She'enbo lekohen klum. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok testify that if you have a pidyon peter chamor, and that is the redemption of a firstborn donkey. Right, so most of the firstborn animals go to the kohen. When you have a donkey, right? Donkey is not a kosher animal. So the Torah says you can't give the donkey to the kohen to eat. So you redeem the donkey with a sheep, and then you give that, right? Which means that the sanctity, if you will, transfers from the donkey to the sheep. You give the sheep to the Kohen. You keep the donkey. Right? The Torah says, if you don't want to do that, so you've got to whack the donkey. But that seems like a bad option. So you give the sheep in its place. What happens if you've now redeemed the donkey? Right? That's the pidyon peter chamor, the sheep with which you have redeemed the donkey. But it dies before you can give it to the Kohen. So you've redeemed the donkey, but the Kohen gets nothing. So these two of Yeshua Rabbi Tzadok say, she'ein bo lekohen klum. The Kohen loses out, right? Tough luck, Charlie, right? Shurabi Eliezer, Omer Chayavin Ba'achriyusan. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Of course you have to, right, give the Kohen another sheep. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chayav Ba'achriyusan. Right? We have a Kechameh Shlan Shelbein, just like a firstborn son. You want to redeem the firstborn son. So if you went and you got the five silver pieces, right, and you lost them, so of course you have to go ahead and get five other silver pieces and give them to the Kohen to redeem your son. V'chacham say, no, ain't chayabach for you, son. You do not have to give the Kohen another sheep. Ela kepidyon shomayser sheni. Rather, it is like the redemption of Meister Sheni, right? Meister Sheni is the second tithe, years 1, 2, 4, 5. I hope that you're sick of hearing me say that already. But years 1, 2, 4, 5 in the Shemitah cycle, they would give after the 10% to the Levi, another 10% was taken and brought to Yerushalayim. If you couldn't schlep all your food, so you redeemed it 1 1/5, and you brought the money to Yerushalayim. What happens if you redeem the produce and you lose the money? You don't have to redeem it again. See you later, right? It's a fascinating question here. Is the pidyon, is the redemption of the donkey like the pidyon haben, which happens through the interaction with the Kohen? Or is it like the Meister Sheni, which is self-contained, and then there's a gift, an X that has to be brought to Yerushalayim or given to the Kohen? Right? How we see the redemption of the firstborn donkey as compared to those two. So that's a fascinating question. That's the argument in this Mishnah. Mishnah Bet. Heid Rabbi Tzadok al tzir chagavim temeim shehu tahor. Okay, that is a little disgusting. All right, they have locusts, and they used to. Right, they used to. There are actually kosher species of locusts. They used to know. I think some of the Yemenites still know. Right, and they've actually had some kosher food fairs where they've served locusts, which I don't know why anyone would want to do that. But they would salt them. Right, they would take these locusts and they would salt them, and that's how they would eat them. Now, when you salt, as you know, right, if you ever salted anything, the salt extracts liquid from whatever you're salting. That's part. That's why they use salt in preserving foods and all kinds of wonderful things. That's why you salt something, you put it in a frying pan right away. You're supposed to take it like a towel and wipe off the mixture, the liquid, because the salt draws moisture out of flesh and whatnot. So they would put these nice little insects in a jar, and they would salt it, and you would get insect juice, for lack of a better term, that exudes out and collects in the jar. Says Rabbi Tzadok that when you salt, chagavim tmeim are the non-kosher types of insects, locust. That when you salt the locust and the stuff comes out, you get a little bit of a locust juice. So that's pure, right? It's not considered as part of the locust. It's just whatever it is. And it will not render anything else impure. You can have it, you can drink it, have fun with it. It's a little disgusting, but do whatever you want. Shamishnah Rishonah. Now, why is Rabbi Tzolok important? Shamishnah Rishonah, the first Mishnah, the first time they learned it, was as follows. Chagavim Tameim, Shenich Peshuim, Chagavim Tahorim, Lo Paslu Tziron. If you had kosher and not kosher locusts together that was salted, and their guts, juice, whatever stuff that exuded out, that was disgusting, I'm sorry, would collect together, so that would be, no pasul. They didn't make it pasul. They didn't make it tummy. They didn't make it anything. All right, you're allowed to drink it. Rabbi Tzadok adds that even if it's not a mixture, if it's just the not kosher locust alone, and you salt it, you could use whatever comes out of it. It's not considered the locust. It's just, I don't know what it's considered. I would not advise trying that at home. Mishnah Gimel. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, right? We got Rabbi Tzadok again. Al zochlin sherabu al hanotvin shein kisherin. Okay, so now, let's take one step back. Zochlin means stream, flowing, right? Notvin is dripping water. So the halacha is as follows. When you have a stream, you can tovel something in a stream, even if, right, as long as it's running, flowing water, you don't need 40 sa'ah, which is the amount of water you need for a mikveh to be kosher. For things that drip, i.e. rainwater, right, they have to collect in a place, and they have to have a minimum amount of 40 sa'ah of water for it to be kosher. So Rabbi Tzadok says if you have flowing rainwater, which flows over a place where flowing waters, which flows over a place where rainwater has collected, as long as there's more flowing water than collected water, it's kosher. You could see it as flowing water and apply the easier standard of as long as it's flowing, you can immerse in it. And you wouldn't need the requisite 40 sa'ah. Ma'isa haya b'bira ha'pali. Right, there was this place, Biras ha'palya, right, the palace in Palya. Uba ma'asa lifnei chacham b'hikshiru. In this exact case where you had running water, which was flowing down, which was greater than the collected rainwater, and somebody immersed something, and they said, it's kosher, it's fit for use, you can use the item because that is the halacha. Great. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok al zochlin shekilchan be'ala egos. Okay, this is a fascinating thing to think about. All right, and that is they didn't have vessels like we. I don't know how fascinating it is to you, but I thought it was interesting. They didn't have vessels like we have vessels. They had metal, but they didn't, plastic. All these things they didn't really have as much as we had, and they would use a lot more of the natural ingredients in ways that we wouldn't think of using them. All right. So here it's a flowing water that was diverted into a stream using the leaves of nuts. Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, they would somehow fashion the leaves to sort of shift the flow of the water. Now, the halacha is, and this is the challenge, the great challenge of building mikvahs, is that the water can't run through a kli. The piping system for mikvahs is unbelievably complicated because it can't run through a vessel. It has to collect naturally. And the question in the Mishnah here is are the leaves of the, whatever the nut tree is, are those leaves which they're using for a purpose considered a kli? And if they would, so that would actually be that would be a problem. So, hey, Rabbi Tzadok al zochlin shekilchan be'ala egos shehin ksherin. So Rabbi Tzadok says, no, even if you've diverted them using these things, that is indeed kosher. Ma'asehaya be'ahalya. Right, there was a case that was in Alya, ba'ma'asehaya lishkas ha'gazis. Right, the case came actually to the base ha'midesh v'ichshiru, and they declared it pure. Okay, that concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.